Have we started?
Oh, I started recording.
Okay, are we gonna like...
Yeah, let's do our thing.
Just finished watching a little flick that we're gonna discuss.
I am so excited. I have so much to say today. I have so much to say, preface wise, personal wise, movie wise, everything wise. I'm off my damn rocker today.
You wrote a lot. I've never seen you write so much.
I wrote the most notes I've ever written. And yeah, I'm super into it. I'm really, really freaking excited. But the most exciting part of the podcast, first of all, hi, welcome to Teenage Dirtbags. Why do I always forget that part? Welcome to Teenage Dirtbags. We're a podcast that rates and reviews teen movies, and I am Maddie.
I am Carly.
And today we have a guest, and this guest, I know I say every time, it's a very special guest, and it always is, but this time we have somebody on who is going to be our first non-celebrity guest who's not my husband. So this is our first friend guest.
I mean, I wouldn't say that all of our guests have been celebrities, but okay.
They've been of some form of role in teen culture.
Okay.
And this person does as well, but not in the same way as everyone else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, sure.
But I will say, so this person is, I met him in while working in TV and film many, many moons ago, and he has since become a very influential and strong part of not only my life but Carly's life. He's around us quite often, and he works in the TV industry still. We've tried to discuss what he is. He's got like 400 different roles. He's a cast coordinator, he's production coordinator, he's travel coordinator, he's all around teen queen. I'm just naming everything. He's a teen queen and my gayest friend of all. I don't think I can say that, but he really is.
You know what? I'll fucking take that. That's okay. That's great. Hi.
What does the gayest friend of all mean?
In the most literal way.
Like happy or like, hi? Because I'm both.
I mean both.
Yeah, totally both. Totally both.
This is Phil Grills.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for having me here.
Oh, my God.
I'm really excited to see one of you today.
Oh, he's looking at me.
Who could it be? He looked at me now.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I'm really excited to be here with both of you.
I know you are. You're so cute.
It's been forever.
Thank you, Phil, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
For watching a movie with us.
Can I tell you my favorite fact about Phil, real quick?
Yeah.
Phil's name, you know what it is.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, cool.
Phil's name is Phil, Philip, obviously. His last name is Grills. Grills.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is already a great name. Phil Grills. Awesome. Yeah. His middle name is William.
So Phil Will Grills?
Did you not, not know this?
His name is Phil Will Grills.
And now you know.
And what, like,
wow.
In fact, yes, I'm shocked you don't know this because it's very rarely do I introduce him to someone without going, this is Phil. His name is Phil Will Grills.
That's actually very true. I don't think you introduced me any other way.
It's the funniest thing about him.
Yeah. Phil Will Grills. That's
Isn't
amazing.
That amazing?
Yes.
I love your parents
love that
so
fact.
Much.
I mean, I didn't for the longest time love my parents for that. But I really grew into it.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you. I really love it now.
I love that.
So do you have anything else to say about your introduction in terms of like what you do?
No, I think you covered it. I actually I think I'm a celebrity. That's fine. You can throw shade whatever.
No,
what kind of
introduction was that?
No, you know, it's her. I love her. So I'll take it.
Our guest this week is not a celebrity. You don't know him.
You don't know
him.
You don't
It was
care.
A little backhanded. Is also our friendship to a T. So
it's
like,
we're like siblings. I just like stumble on my own fucking mouth. Yeah.
We're like siblings, so.
Phil and I, when we first met, which I don't remember what year it was, but it was 5-6 years ago, and something like that. I don't really know. Anyway, regardless.
I think it was like 2017, 2016. Yeah, it was 2016.
Okay, 4 years ago. But it took
feels like
five
forever.
Seconds. I know. It took 5 seconds for us to be like.
Well, we wore the same thing that the That's day true. We actually became friends.
That's true. Really?
Yeah, right down to like the same two.
Freaky.
We have a very
and you know what it is? It's a Freaky Friday.
It was a Freaky Friday.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, and let's just say really quickly, while we're recording this, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Just to note, that's just important because if we haven't said it already, we're doing Freaky Friday this week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I jumped the gun on that one.
That's okay.
No.
I got too excited.
Really quick. No, that's okay.
They'll know. They press the button.
They saw the title. It says Freaky Friday.
So you're welcome.
If they didn't, then they've got a lot of other problems they have to address. But anyway, Carly, really quickly, what do you got to preface other than the fact that the world is ending?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So coronavirus is officially an pandemic.
A pandemic.
That's been a little bit weird. Everyone's going into panic mode with toilet paper and food and stuff. I mean, we're not going to dwell on that.
No.
Because this is an upbeat, happy podcast. But it is a strange time to be on this earth, I would say. Me and Phil are running out of food, we discussed earlier.
Well, like, I have no food. So.
Me neither.
I think I have cheese and Triscuits in my fridge right now.
Hey,
I have cheese and
beans. The Triscuits aren't in the fridge.
You
I just
throw
want to
that
clarify,
in a micro.
That would be weird, but.
You go talk to Michael right now.
Wait, he puts Triscuits in the fridge?
If something is open, it is in the fridge.
I noticed today that Cheetos were in your fridge.
The Cheetos we ate were in the fridge.
The jalapeno Cheetos.
Yep.
Side note.
If there is an open anything that belongs in a cupboard, generally, like a normal person, it will go in the fridge.
That's not even weird. That's like just fascinating. Because I don't think I've ever met somebody that does that.
I've made fun of him. His mom and his...
Is he the only one in his family that does it?
No, they all do it.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
They all do it. But to be fair, the reason that he has told me, and it makes sense, they lived up at the cottage, and there's always like animals and mice.
Yeah, okay.
So they put
the
it
logic
in the fridge,
is there when you think about
but
it.
But I'm like, okay, great, you're in Toronto. There's not going to be like a raccoon. Well, who knows? But it's not going to open the pantry door and get in.
Well, you don't know anymore, really.
That's fair.
Have you met your dog?
That's true. Our dog has.
She does have some part raccoon.
The other day, I watched her escape the crate.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's got a triple lock on it.
No, she's honestly Houdini when it comes to doors.
It's insane.
It's wild.
She like turns the doorknob. It's literally insane.
Prefacing, I don't really have much to preface besides I am drinking vodka from the bottle today.
It's hilarious.
And COVID-19 is why I'm doing that.
Great.
So I can drink away my fear.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
What about you guys? What's your preface?
What do I have to preface? I don't have that much to say other than, I kind of already said it's Friday the 13th as we're recording this, which is exciting. Mike and I went to a concert last night.
What did you see?
We saw Dan, I can never say his last name, Dan Magden.
I don't know who that
is. It's hard because he's an indie artist, but it's hard because I know someone with a very similar last name, but slightly different, so I can't get it right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And we were convinced it was going to be empty. It was packed.
Really?
It was packed.
And That's good. I like hearing that, though.
It was nice.
Like, in this hysteria, people are still, like, living their lives and having fun.
Yeah, for sure. And you do have to.
Like, you don't have to, though. People shouldn't be going out,
like,
really.
Don't go cough in each other's mouths or anything. But, like, I don't know. I was on the subway today, and, I mean, obviously I should be taking precautions. And I think I am. Like, the second I get off the subway, I wash my hands and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, and going on to it, et cetera, et cetera. But, like, I get it. I'm not judging this at all. Like, people are wearing gloves on the subway, which I'm not judging. I totally get it. I just haven't gone to that level yet.
Really, everyone should be wearing masks.
Yeah.
I don't like the masks, though, because they fog up my freaking glasses. Like, instantly. I had to wear one at the doctor's a couple weeks ago because I had a really bad lung infection. I'll tell you about it later. I'm totally fine, though. FYI. No, it was not.
Get out!
I swear.
Let us watch a whole movie with you.
I swear on sweet baby Jesus.
Okay.
It was not the coronavirus. Right. But I had to wear one at the doctor's office, and I looked at him like, can I please take this off?
Mm-hmm.
Instantly.
Well, there you go.
And I got an abrupt no.
What's interesting about you, Phil, as we were talking about earlier, is that you work at a place where people are paid to be quarantined, essentially.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Can we say where you work right now?
I mean, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I don't see why not. I just can't go into detail
about it.
Yeah,
of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I work on a little well-known show called Big Brother Canada.
Yes.
Which is where we met.
It's a wonderful show, and I hope everyone watches it. The season is fantastic. But yes, I do work with a bunch of cast members that are probably in the greatest situation of their lives right now.
Quarantined in a house.
We miss you.
I know.
The way I got introduced to Phil was when you both worked at Suits.
Yep.
Maddie's Instagram stories were delightful, and you guys would always be singing along to things.
Yeah. Oh, was this when we attempted to try our carpool karaoke?
Yes.
Yeah. So Phil and I met at Big Brother Canada a couple years ago, and then Phil got hired onto Suits.
Because of you, so thank you.
You're welcome. And I don't want to say
Oh, yeah, big one for that one.
And we worked on Suits together for years, yeah. But at our first year, you were my night PA.
Yeah.
And I was the night coordinator.
Dynamic duo.
And we would spend overnights together in the office alone. Yeah. And it would just be us being like scream singing, probably the songs, for example, to this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost guarantee you
we sang to this movie.
Yeah.
We would like watch John, I probably shouldn't say we would watch John Benet. Like we would watch documentaries.
Yeah, yeah. We were heavy into the docs. Yeah.
I actually remember texting Maddie and being like, date him. And then I found out
real well.
So you want to date me?
Hey, if I was straight, I totally would.
I totally had a crush on you when I first
Phil.
Met
you.
Oh, 100% I knew that.
Phil.
Come on.
I think actually, Carly, you and I started like communicating through Maddie.
Probably.
Like through text messages.
Probably. That's how you met my husband too.
That is actually.
They would call each other on my phone. Like Mike would call me when I was at work and he would say, can I talk to Phil?
And I would talk to him for like 45 minutes.
They hadn't even met yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would just talk to him on the phone.
He's an amazing human being.
Mike is great. And so are you. I feel like we clicked immediately.
Yes. And then we actually have like some shared history.
Yes. Because of Trent. Yeah. Peterborough.
Yeah.
Represent.
Small world.
It is.
Small world. Great friendships.
Super quick, just getting, because I just really kind of remembered my other preface was that I bet you this episode's going to be longer than normal. I'm going to warn everybody now.
Well,
I know you
happens,
can edit it down, but
fine.
I'm just saying because I have so much to say about this movie and already like I feel like we're all going to get carried away in a good way.
We also just love to talk.
I'm so chatty.
Yes.
Chatty.
And I don't think I help that very much.
No, especially we haven't seen each other in so long.
I know it has been a
while. And also
I'm
this is one of the first days, maybe it's because it's Friday, that I've been in a good mood literally all week. So I'm like ready to chat. I feel like you and I haven't even, I'm pointing at Carly, but no one can see. We've spoken, obviously, but we haven't like hung out all week. I literally have been so fucking grumpy all week.
We had a very serious chat.
We had a serious
recently.
Chat the other day. But even on Monday, I went into work and I was wearing this long, flowy red dress. Like it almost looked
gorgeous.
Like a salsa, like summer dress.
Like the emoji? Is that how you
A yeah. little bit, yeah. And when I walked in, people were like, what the? Whoa, like what are you doing? And I was like, I'm in the worst fucking mood. So I decided to wear this dress to make myself happy. And they're like, okay,
don't you
great.
Love doing that, though?
Yeah, I was like, I needed to wear something
I needed a
to
little happy
good.
Today.
Yeah, so I'm wearing this, and I was like, I'm grumpy. Like, literally, don't talk to me, because I was a monster. All week, I was a monster, and today is Friday, the 13th, which is ironic, the fact that I'm, like, fucking cheery as hell.
On that note, can I read the facts for this movie?
Yes.
Or Phil, did you have anything to preface?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I honestly don't, because I think this whole thing has been my preface.
Yeah, I know. It's
you know?
True. Okay, the movie is Freaky Friday.
Okay. The facts are, Freaky Friday was directed by Mark Waters. It was written by Heather Hatch and Leslie Dixon, and it's based on the novel by Mary Rogers.
Wait, it was a book?
Apparently.
I did not know this.
I know. We have learned in our experience on this podcast that a lot of these movies are based on books.
Yeah.
From this
a lot
era?
Of the time.
Like Mean Girls was, which is...
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's often
something about it's like queen bees and drama queens or something, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, as if you knew that.
It was. I think it was a stage play, too.
I told you, Phil is my gayest friend.
Also, if we're going to talk about that, fun fact, I played Damien in a high school play once.
Shocking.
Did you?
They made me wear a bright yellow polo, like, collared shirt.
Oh, my God.
And my favorite line was the peppermint foot spray. It was
oh my
greatest.
God.
I still remember that line to this day.
That's yeah. amazing.
I wasn't even in the drama class, and they came and begged me to do it.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
Were you out in high school?
No.
Oh, so that's sort of interesting.
But wait, when was the play? High school?
Yeah, grade 12.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I was not, but everyone knew.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Facts.
Sorry,
yeah. Facts.
Okay, back to it. So it's starring Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan, Chad Michael Murray, and Mark Harmon. It premiered August 6, 2003, and it was rated G. And the log line is, an overworked mother and her daughter do not get along. When they switch bodies, each is forced to adapt to the other's life for one Freaky Friday.
Whoa, 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 who
one fact before we get into our notes.
Please.
Kelly Osbourne was offered the role of Anna, but turned it down and has since regretted that decision.
You know what? Thankful that didn't happen.
Really? I would have disagreed with you.
This is Lindsay Lohan's prime.
Oh, I think Lindsay Lohan is the only person that can play this role. Yeah. But yes. If you're going to offer it to anybody else...
But
it's gonna be Hillary Duff, bitch.
No, that's I was also thinking she kind of.
Who says that? It's gonna be Hillary Duff, bitch.
Okay.
I don't think anyone actually says that.
Does Kelly Osbourne act? Like, what is she even?
She is
for?
A fucking star.
She was in that show. What was that teen show? There was a show. It lasted five.
You're shouting
episodes.
Into my earlobe.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, my volume is much higher.
Else is. Well, yeah, she's very excited.
It's a teen show. It like took place. There was lockers. It was in a high school. There was truly like five episodes or something. It got canceled very quick. I'm going to look it up, but she is an actress in it.
She was also on a fantastic episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
As a judge?
She wasn't acting.
All-Star Season 1. She lip-synced and she danced
really?
Her ass off. Yeah.
I remember
I just
Papa
recently
Don't
watched
Preach.
It. That's why I know. It's the only season I've never seen. Sorry, what?
I really liked when she sang Papa Don't Preach.
She's great. And I, like, if you're going to... She wouldn't have been bad at the role. I don't think...
You know what?
Maybe
I don't
counter
know.
Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know, but...
I don't know.
Okay, before we move on from this, I just need to say what the title of that movie or show, Life as We Know It.
Oh, I remember that title.
Wait, why does it sound so familiar?
It was a show with... Oh, my.
What is happening here?
I don't know. It was a show with Sean Ferris.
I don't know who that is.
Missy Peregrine.
Oh, I know her. I like her.
Yeah, you'd recognize the like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Was
it
that,
was
wait,
teen,
is that Lisa Kudrow?
Show.
No, that's not her. It looks like her from
you crazy.
Here.
Crazy. Anyway.
You crazy.
Let's get into movie. Have you seen it before, Phil?
I have, not in many, many years.
You remembered every line.
Yeah, so. You did.
Oh, yeah. I probably haven't seen it in, I would say, 8 years.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is, I would say, still relatively like recent. I would have been like 22 the last time I saw it.
Do you remember the first
not
time
even,
you
actually,
saw
that's
it?
A lie.
You're not 30, bro.
I know. Wrong math. I like to think I'm 30 because I just can't wait. To be 30?
Really?
Yeah, I got 2 more years to go and it's driving me crazy.
You're that young?
Well, I got 1 more year, but yeah.
Oh my.
I actually do remember there's scenes where I'm like, that was in the trailer. Like, I still
remember
the trailer.
Totally.
Yeah.
But you don't remember when you first watched, did you see it in theaters? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah. No, you don't remember or no, you didn't?
Me going to the theaters to see a chick flick?
Oh, that's
mean,
true.
I secretly wanted to, but right. I probably went to some like jockey movie. To try to, you know, pass.
Fast
to
be, and Furious.
To be passable. No, I probably rented it secretly and watched it alone.
Oh.
That's not meant to be sad. Sorry. That does sound really
and
depressing.
Watched it alone.
And I watched it alone in my bedroom.
What about you, Carl? When did you see this? Or
so
had
I saw...
you seen it last? Or whatever. The fences. What's going on? Who am I? Where am I? What year?
I have seen this movie.
Thank you.
I actually did see it in theaters with my friend Christy.
She remembers the details. It's insane.
It's
again,
amazing, though.
Again, this was another movie, just like Mean Girls, where we went with our moms, but we did not want to sit with them. So they sat far, far away from us, and we sat in like the front row to be cool. And I remember leaving the theater and being so happy and inspired, and I wanted to start my own band, and I wanted to start playing guitar. And I thought Lindsay Lohan was so cool in this movie.
Yeah.
I downloaded all the songs or whatever, like on LimeWire or whatever. I was like, I just want all of her outfits. I wanted those streaks in her hair. I wanted the
choker. Oh, we're
going
to get to those streaks, let me tell you.
Whew. I wanted it all. I was like, Lindsay Lohan is my idol.
You know what? This is the first time I ever noticed the pick.
Really?
Oh,
on her choker? First time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
iconic.
It is not the first time for me.
Obviously.
It was in my lookbook, my vision board, everything of the sort.
My vision board.
Truly.
Yeah. What about you?
She was my icon. Well, I've seen this movie. I don't remember the first time I saw it, shocker. But I know that I've seen it 1,000 times. In fact, I've probably seen it in the past 2 years. I've watched it 1,000,000 times. I had the soundtrack on CD. I like everything you just said. I was everything about her. I was like, this is what my dream is to look like, to be like. This is exactly the perfect example of what I want to be in high school. I wanted to drop a pick on the floor and the cute guy pick it up and go like, you play guitar, and go, yeah, my dad's old Stratocaster. My dad never played. Like, everything about this movie.
We just watched it. And I don't remember that line.
What?
I do. Really? I remember the scene, but I don't remember that.
Oh
line.
My God. Look. Everything about what she stands for in this movie.
She's amazing.
Oh, she's great. But even, like, I loved Lindsay Lohan, like, so much. And So when this, I remember, I don't remember seeing it the first time, but I remember that this came out, I think, after Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, I think.
Okay.
And I think it was shortly after, yeah.
Shortly
yeah.
after, I think, I could be wrong, but I remember at some point when this was, like, announced that it was making a movie, or yeah. sorry, that they were making it a remake of the original, and they said it's going to be starring Lindsay Lohan, and she was not just quite yet a name.
Yeah.
She had, I think, only done Confessions and Parent Trap.
Yeah.
And I remember being, like, so fucking excited. She was, like, one of the first people that I knew who she was.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I wasn't in yeah. celebrity culture. She was one of the ones I knew.
Well, yeah.
I feel like this, that, like, what was it, 2004?
Three.
That was a big year for her. As yeah. a teenager. Yeah. Like, yeah. that was also, like, the JoJo era, too, right?
Oh, JoJo.
Yo, 2002 to 2006 are our years.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, that's Hilary Duff, Lindsay Lohan, JoJo, Mandy Moore, peak.
Yo, did you know Mandy Moore has a new album?
I did, actually.
I saw it on vinyl, and
really?
I almost bought it. Yeah.
What? It's already out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so it's, like,
I saw it at
well.
Dead Dog Records.
Oh, I don't think it's doing well if I haven't heard about yeah. it.
She looks gorgeous on the album.
Wow, she's gorgeous.
She's iconic.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That was a little tangent.
That's okay. So we're always okay with Mandy Moore tangents.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
Well, I mean, I started it, to be fair. I was like, Mandy Moore. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is let's get into this damn movie, shall
yes.
we?
Yeah.
My very first note is Simple Plan in all caps with exclamation
right.
points.
I knew you were gonna, right. I knew that would be the first thing she
well,
said.
Well, so right away.
You
we
are big
start
on music.
Off,
that is a big thing for you.
I'm onto the music, but I also loved Simple Plan. Yes. Like, I loved them so much. And
who did you have a crush on in the band?
The main guy, Pierre.
Okay.
These guys are from Montreal, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They are French.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Français.
I, like,
yeah.
I know their music. I just don't know all that much about
I'd
them.
Do anything just to hold you in my arms.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
Try to make you laugh. No, when I win, well, no, well. Anyway, so the first opening, you know, it's all these pictures of mothers and daughters,
which
random
so
mothers
cute.
And daughters
yeah.
of all like families and life and cultures and years and everything. And it's imagine me and you, mm-hmm. I do. The original, whoever that's by, sorry.
Yeah.
And then it switches and it goes to Simple Plan's like punk rock version of it.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan's all fast forward and Lindsay Lohan's being shaken awake by her mom and there's air horns and it's
yeah.
crazy and it's insane and it's hectic and it's chaotic. And
her bedroom's amazing.
Her bedroom is iconic. Wrote that down too with an underline, Anna's room. Immediately it's established that Anna is like this cool, grungy chick.
Mm. Yeah.
Her mother, Jamie Lee Curtis, who is named Tess in the movie, is a very, like you said in the log line, overworked, particular,
yeah.
straight-laced,
uptight
yeah. mother.
Yeah.
So we're introduced to them, the yin and yang,
yes,
right
yes.
away. What's your first note?
My first note, you're going to laugh at this. It says JLC. So that's my
What's
code
JLC?
Name for Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
It says JLC hot period. And this is before the transformation.
Yeah, wow. She looks incredible.
Yeah. But I also, I was thinking about the bedroom and I don't know what it is about that slanted ceiling.
Love
yeah.
it. Is but that, what you're
gonna
that
say? Yeah. And I knew you were going to, I knew it.
All
like that,
I
any
wanted.
Slanted bedroom as a kid, I was like, I want that
All
bedroom.
I wanted.
Why is that? Because every teenager wanted a slanted wall.
It's, you know what? Posters and pictures. That's really,
yeah,
that's it.
I guess
yeah,
so.
That's
I guess
it.
You're right.
My second one is LOL Moomoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because her PJs are Moomoo.
Yeah. The nighty.
The nighty.
Oh,
the big old
oh.
white. Yeah, that's my second
Very
note.
Billowy.
Yeah, it's called a Moomoo.
It's oh. hideous, yeah.
What's your first
yeah,
note, Car?
Tell us.
Okay, well, first of all, I put a heart beside DVD menu because the DVD menu
the DVD
really on this
good.
Movie is amazing. I put an LOL because the Anna gets her test back at school and it says F with the word preposterous with an exclamation point. I'm like, this teacher's such a dick.
Yeah, he's really rude.
I don't know.
One word.
Preposterous.
And like, what a word to use.
I know.
I also
so
just
aggressive.
Remembered a request I have for us.
Oh, okay.
Really quickly before we get too deep into this.
Yeah.
Can we hold off? I mean, of course, not fully. And I just really want to focus on the psychological and insane part of the Chad Michael Murray character. Can we save that for
Oh,
the
we're
end?
Totally getting there.
Like,
my
wanna,
final note?
No, I want to yeah. get there. I'm just saying, like, let's breeze through it for now, but
yes.
I want to focus on it at one point.
Oh, I got
sure.
a lot
Maybe
to say.
Maybe at the end,
sure.
because I have so much to say about
yeah, that's,
it.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with
so
that.
So let's just go
yeah.
through him when we can. But
okay.
I just want to say that before we get into it. I mean, this is kind of what Carly said briefly before. Lindsay's character's style. in this whole movie.
Yeah. Oh, I have one thing to say.
Okay.
About her style?
Yeah. Continue.
So the thing I remember, the first thing I remember about this movie ever, and I always think about it, if you know, when I think about this movie, the first thing that comes to my head is in the very first scene when she goes to school, she's wearing this black and red, like,
yeah,
almost a baseball tee, but
yeah,
not.
It's like the sleeves are red and the shirt's
right,
black.
And there's a guitar
like sewn into
the front. And she's horrified because when she arrives at school, somebody's wearing the exact same shirt. And she, now, let me preface this by saying that my teen self is stupid as hell and did not understand this. But she's horrified, right, that this person's wearing the same shirt. So she goes and does something about it. My dumbass thought she went and bought a new shirt. And thought, because so what she ends up doing is just turning it inside out, so all the strings of the guitar.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
So punk rock.
Yeah, so it's she just turns it inside out, so the sewn in guitar
the
looks
threads,
different,
yeah.
Right? The threads are all out.
Yeah, yeah.
The frayed
and
thread.
I thought, oh my god, look at that shirt! And I actively remember dragging my mother at some point when I watched this movie and showing her that shirt. And I was like, I need to find that shirt. I thought it was a different shirt with the frayed, like, yarn. Everyone, I was like, that is so cool. And I was like, I want that. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's just the stupid fucking shirt inside out. I'm so dumb. I literally was like, she must have gone to the store in the first 5 seconds of the movie and got a new shirt.
In a scene you don't remember.
That looks the exact same, but just slightly different.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't
or she
have
did
any
some
friends,
work in
honestly.
Sewing class.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really want to say before, and then I'm going to let you guys finally start talking. Sorry, I'm just really excited about this movie. You mentioned it, the choker with the guitar picks.
Yeah.
Mm. I had a so Steve's Music Store in downtown Toronto is on Queen Street, and it's still there. And I used to stop by every single time I was downtown, and I would pretend, I mean, I did have guitars, but I would pretend like I had lost my pick, and they had a little bowl of free picks, so I would just collect them, and I hole punched them all and made a necklace with my chain, and it's like I had this big, giant, thick chain, and recently I went through this crawl space here, and I found the box of all of the hole punched guitar picks, and my friends Christine and Halim were here and were helping me go through things, and they were like, you do not need that. You have to throw that out.
No, you had to, wait, please tell me you didn't throw
that out. Throw that out. And I was like, no. Like, what if I need a guitar pick? And they're like, then go get another guitar pick. And I was like, no, but like, what if I need one? And they're like, they were free. Get another guitar pick. And I was like, but I need it. And I'm pretty sure, I can't remember if I like hid it from them and kept it. But
oh, I
anyway.
Hope you did. That's not going to take up much space. Why won't you just keep it?
Like 20 guitar picks?
Also, what if you have a daughter? And she wants to play guitar.
I'll go get her a fucking guitar pick.
Yeah, but now she's got a whole necklace that she can just like snap it off and go.
It's true.
It's like a candy necklace. A
oh my god.
Little break and
I had guitar picks like crazy. Anyway.
Phil, did you know that Maddie was in a band called 14A and she played bass?
I knew she played bass. I did not know what the name of this band was.
14A, because we were not quite rated R, but we were more than PG-13.
You know what? At that age, that's really clever.
I know. I like that title a lot.
It's not bad. And I have a physical program from the talent show that we played. 14A, and then the people in it.
That's so cool.
I posted that before on.
I do also like the name of the band in this movie, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, Anna. She's in a band, which I thought was an all-girl band, but there's actually three guys and three girls.
I think it's two.
Two guys. Yeah,
and three girls.
Yeah.
One drummer and then.
And
a bassist.
Yeah.
I like the name. Pink,
it is.
Pink slip. But when you say it out loud, it sounds kind of dirty.
Well, that's what Mike said.
Yeah.
So Mike watches this.
It doesn't sound like you're saying slip.
He's like, did you just say pink slit? Is that what it's called? Pink slit? And I was like, you're fucking disgusting. This is PG-13.
It's also Michael, though. Are we surprised? I would have made the same joke. He beat me to it.
He wasn't joking. He was
no, I know, but like. Okay, so the only thing I was going to say about Lindsay Lohan's
style.
Attire.
Okay.
How are green khaki pants punk rock?
How
I don't
dare you. I had so many.
I questioned myself, and then I saw the studded belt and went, oh.
Oh, yeah, you know. Green khaki pants or green army. I had so many army pants.
But that to me, like back home in Ottawa, that was not punk rock. Like you wore all black.
Oh, I rarely
black,
wore,
and
I
then didn't... you like you did the bobby pins on the side.
Yes,
you
yes.
Cut the knees.
But in fact, I used to say
I just wear the same black shirt
or
sweater every day.
I used to hate wearing all black because I was like, I feel like I'm mourning. But it wasn't like it was.
Yeah,
I needed to have like I mean, I had this iconic shirt where it was black t-shirt mm-hmm. and sewn in bright pink sleeves.
Pink? Like, I mean, pink is actually, pink. I would consider.
Black and pink was iconic. My whole room was painted black and pink.
Yeah,
it was like the pink stars.
Pink anarchy stars?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But
no,
here's the thing about the khaki pants. Is that they, like, they're not. They were like flood pants, right? So they didn't quite.
I'm calling them khakis because I may be gay, but I don't know what the pants are called.
Well, like that's
pretty honest. Like they're like cut off.
Yeah,
they're like army.
Like
green.
I love the color because that's my color.
And then
but
of course
like,
they're low, so they show the midriff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of midriff.
And like top of her boxers or whatever the fuck she was wearing. Yeah. It's not her whole underwear, but it wasn't like sexy underwear. I'm into it. It's great.
One time I ran out of clean underwear and I wore boxers underneath my pants to school, and I felt really weird about it.
You felt like a rebel.
I felt like, how is this comfortable?
You know what? Oh. If you were like, you can wear boxers or go commando. Commando.
No.
Yeah. Sorry. No. I hate boxers.
No, there needs to be something
it
between.
It kept riding up and I was like.
Yeah, they bunch. It's not fun.
This? Yeah, but I'd rather them than the jeans going up my hoo-ha.
Well, if your bits are pinched in the bunch, it's not fun. And then you gotta like awkwardly pull it out and like straighten the boys. It's not fun. Trust
me. I wouldn't understand that part, obviously. Carly, what do you think about Lindsay Lohan's style?
Well, I already sort of said how I used to
love it. Sorry,
yeah,
I cut you off.
That's fine.
And like the streakiness in the hair I used to love.
God, no.
But now upon watching it as an almost 30-year-old, her hair looks so dirty.
Yeah, I wrote that down. It does look so dirty. But I also have to say, there was one point, you guys are gonna die. I thought to myself, should I ask them if I should do that to my hair?
The chunky streaks.
I actually was like,
okay,
kind of looks nice.
You know what? That for the first, like, I would say 15 minutes,
yeah,
it looks like a bird shit in her hair.
It does look
and then
really
it's
dirty.
And then all of a sudden, she gets home and it's pinned straight again.
Yeah.
And then it looks good because it's all like blended in.
It's
but
true.
Like,
the first 15 minutes, she looks like a hot mess.
She looks like a, and it's, she's like just met the love interest.
Yeah.
And she looks like a hot mess.
She looks disgusting.
Well, that's how they met, is when she was leaving detention and she dropped her.
I know, but her hair wouldn't look
pick.
Like she just went through a hurricane.
Well, she, I don't
or got
know.
Shit
it
on
does
by
look
a bird.
Like bird shit.
It does. It's
would, like all stuck together and it's like three lines.
Nowadays, if someone got that haircut, you would literally ask for your money back. Like,
and it's not even like a good blend in.
It's horrible.
I got very critical about her hair in my head.
Chunky highlights. Those were a thing.
They were a thing, but they're
chunky
just
highlights.
So hideous.
Yeah, fair.
I want to mention while we were talking about detention that, listen, I don't know what you guys think, but to me, I think in this movie, Chad Michael Murray is so hot.
Yes.
So hot. Everything, his style, his hair, his face. Actually, his little, like, goatee thing I could do without.
His soul patch.
Besides the soul patch, I'm like, this guy is so hot. Like, I actually am so attracted to him still. And he's probably, like, 19 in this movie.
I have never in any movie been attracted to Chad Michael Murray. I think he is not my type at all. However, in this movie, he is cute.
Pitbull.
I could not disagree with either of you more than I am.
Hey, who do you think is cute in this movie then?
What?
Nobody.
There's
your grandfather.
Choice.
I don't know. I'm just trying to
the grandfather.
grandfathers are always cute. Come on. Actually, nobody.
Do you know what
absolutely
I just
not
realized?
No. Wait. I need to dissect this a little more. I've never thought
Chad Michael Murray
Hold
is attractive
on.
In anything he's ever done.
Why?
No, I agree with you on that. But in this.
No.
You don't like the rocker hair?
No, it's not even like a good length. It's that weird in between.
It is a bit of a bob.
And the goatee and the little soul patch. No.
I honestly think that I might have had like very sexual dreams as a 13-year-old.
God.
I honestly thought he was so hot. It was like
Teddy had some fun that night.
Ew.
The only teddy bear I have is the Grinch.
Grinch wasn't grumpy after.
Oh,
sure.
The Grinch has been through a lot with me.
His heart really did grow three sizes too big.
Sort of a lot of things. anyways,
the levels right now of everything is so high.
Like I might think about him later.
Whoa.
You should.
But I don't know if it's appropriate. Like, how old is he?
Why don't you look it up so you feel a bit better about yourself?
Okay,
I think he was in his 20s when he did this.
Oh, thank God.
Because this was not long before. He was in the OC, right?
No!
No!
One Tree Hill. It wasn't long before that. And he was like well into his 20s by then, was he not?
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you. You keep going, but I'll let you know.
Well,
wait, I was going to say something about something. Shoot.
Okay, he was like 22, so I feel better.
Okay. The lack of guys in this movie.
You were like 13 when this came out.
I'm allowed to like older guys.
True, yeah, but still.
Something I just realized, this is one of the first movies I've ever noticed where the love interest, who's a teen guy, doesn't have a group of friends hanging around with him.
That's because he like works at the school. False. We'll get into that.
What?
10 Things I Hate About You.
He has friends.
Still, but there's other guys at the school.
Okay, but the love interest is a loner.
That's true.
He has one friend who's like bald and wears like a mesh tank top.
You know what? Don't question Carly about 10 Things I
Hate
About You.
Heath Ledger?
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Look, okay. We're not talking about that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be a whole other episode.
I just had to redeem myself after I'm going to get scolded for the Chad
Michael Murray. If you have not listened to our first episode yet, go back and listen to our first episode.
You're crazy
nuts. 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, my gosh. Heath Ledger in that movie is almost... He goes above Chad.
Can I talk about really quickly... can we talk about Anna's friends real quick?
Yeah.
Please. I have a great comment about them.
Okay. I have a great comment, too. They could not be more insensitive.
Why?
Okay, that's not what I was going to say, but sure, let's go with
that. So Anna is, like we said, is a punk rock girl. She's in this band with these two other girls and two guys, but they're irrelevant. The two guys don't matter. And these two girls are like, I can't remember their names, except one of them is named Maddie. I don't remember what the other one's named. And they're like in this band, and they find out that they have this amazing audition for like Battle of the Bands or whatever, and it's happening tomorrow night. Someone dropped out. They have to go tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, it's amazing. And Anna's like, oh, my God, amazing, except my mom's rehearsal dinner is tomorrow night. And they're all like, ugh, Anna, are you insane? Like, this is so important to us. And I'm like, her mother's getting married. Like,
yeah.
They are kind of dickheads.
Be a little bit fucking sensitive. Like, just be like, they're like, but it's not even like, they're all, oh, shit, that sucks. Fuck, what are we going to do? Is there any way you can get out of it?
Yeah.
It's not anything like that. Yeah. They go, oh, Anna, you're going to choose your
mom
over
us? Yeah, it went from 0 to 100.
Are you
real
kidding
quick.
Me? You're fucking nasty. Like, and I'm like, these girls need to chill the fuck out. Like, they get so offended, and they fucking bully her into doing it.
Well, they kind of kidnap her, but we'll get there.
We'll get there later.
Sorry, go ahead.
What was your note about the
My
friends?
One note is I was very impressed that when the girls are like, it was the moment where I think at this point they've switched.
I am too ahead. But what's your general quote?
I was just saying how they're very empowering of her being like, why can't you make the first move? I was like, yo. They're like, did you get his number? They ask her something. And at this point, they've switched.
Did you make a move?
Did you make a move? And I was like, oh, hello.
And then she says,
great.
Is that something I would do? And then they're like, that's what you should do.
Yeah. I was like, at a girl. I felt that very like.
Sure. But
I was very impressed.
They're kind of assholes.
They are. But I was like, that's a redeeming moment for me. Girls supporting girls to be like. The
Make
badass.
Right, right.
The boys always had to do it.
Whenever I've made the first move, it's never worked out. But
I just hit my tooth with the damn microphone because I laughed.
I'm not as cool as Lindsay.
Okay, sorry.
Though.
We'll back up there. I just wanted to
That's
say that
because
I was really proud of the writers in that moment.
So do you have any other notes before they switch?
Okay, Grandpa looks exactly like Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Well, there's another comparison picture you'll be able to find.
The eyebrows. The eyebrows, man.
Yeah. He does.
Just to backtrack to Chad Michael Murray for a second.
Yeah. Please.
I literally have CMM, not hot.
Oh, my God.
And it comes five lines after Jamie Lee Curtis hot.
Well. You know what? That's so interesting because I just didn't think it was possible for someone to not think he was hot in this movie. Do you think Ashton Kutcher's hot?
No. We'll do this later. We'll do a little fun activity at the end.
Okay.
We'll just do round robin, and you say something
at
like a man, and I'll say yes
Heath
or no.
Heath Ledger.
Well, everyone should agree on Heath Ledger.
Of course, yeah.
Knight's Tale.
Oh, God,
you know what?
Dark
in the
Knight.
Joker, even as the Joker, I'm like, you know
really?
What?
Oh, 100%. As a Joker,
it's
I'm like
so
please.
Well acted that I'm like I'm a little turned on.
I'm into him as the Joker.
You guys have problems.
Just stop.
Okay. Let's get back to this motherfucking movie.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
We're not talking about The Dark fucking Knight.
I did write down one thing that I think the person who gained the most from this movie was the deli lady.
That was a great scene.
When Tess is on the phone with another patient.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's iconic.
Explain it.
How does it happen? She's like, Elizabeth, you're a strong, independent woman.
Hold on.
Basically,
hold on.
You don't need no
she's
man.
She's in the grocery store. Yeah. Tess is in the grocery store, and she's got 400 mobiles going on. She's got her organizer,
phones,
her Palm Pilot, her cell phone, her
she's
this.
She's got an earpiece.
She's got everything going on, and she's getting clients.
OG Bluetooth.
Are they called clients?
Patience, thank you.
Calling her. She's getting married. She's got the caterer calling her. Anyway, patient calls her and is like panicking about something. And she's like, Elizabeth, it is okay. And this is all while she's walking up and down the aisles at the grocery store. And they're all, like we said, earpieces. So it doesn't look like she's on a phone. And she goes, Elizabeth, you are a strong, independent woman. You do not need a man to define you. And as she's saying this kind of zoned out, repeating this to this woman, this deli lady is standing right there and starts getting teary eyed and emotional because she thinks she's like, thank you.
And I just think that like that was a very powerful moment for me.
Okay.
It was a great moment.
Like it's, I wanted
Tess goes, goodbye.
Yeah. And see you later. Yeah, I would like to see a movie that followed her.
That deli lady was, she was perfect.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Any other notes before we get into the flip?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so that night, they go to the family dinner at the Chinese restaurant, and Tess and Anna, of course, get in a big screaming match, because Anna finally asks her, hey, this really big thing came up, I know it's at the same time as rehearsal dinner, but can I go do this audition? It's really important. They get in this big, giant screaming match, and then they're like, you don't understand, I don't understand, and they're like in the bathroom screaming at each other, and the owner, the mother of the owner or whatever, comes over and she's
Mama Chan,
and she comes over with these two fortune cookies and she's like, take these fortune cookies. And I wrote down, this entire movie could have just ended if they just didn't open the fortune cookies, because she goes, you have to take them. And they're like, no, it's okay. She goes, you have to take them. And they go, fine. And they just take them. But if they had just taken them and walked away and never opened them.
Yeah, there really was no incentive to open them.
But they open it, and of course, like, it says, like,
how hard is it not to open a fortune cookie?
I also was just thinking, damn, I want a fortune cookie.
I
love those things so much. Okay, so you know the part where she gets the door ripped off?
Yes.
The same thing happened to my sister.
Because she was being bad?
Yeah. So my sister is the queen of slamming doors.
Yeah.
And when she was younger, if it didn't slam hard enough, she opened it and slammed it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I've done that.
And then continued until she got the right slam.
There is something satisfying about
that. Oh, 100%. Slam. I never nailed it. But one time, so my dad, who's her stepdad, said, well, I'm done with this, and took the door off the hinges.
Wow.
And also hid it under the front porch.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
I can't think of anything worse than as a teenager getting your door removed.
Oh, God, no.
That would be the worst.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Especially if you're a teen boy.
Sorry. Wow. I just found that very relatable. Yeah, not for me, for fair. Her, but like,
sure.
I'm relating it through her.
That's okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that was my little tangent. Back to the story.
Right. So they switch. Anyway, they have these fortune cookies. They switch. This big earthquake happens, whatever. They switch bodies. They wake up the next morning and switch bodies, rather. Or they're in each other's bodies.
Yeah.
And I wrote, imagine if you fucking woke up in another body. Like, can you imagine?
Who
like,
would you want to wake up in?
Oh, my gosh. Mila Kunis.
Oh, that's a good one. Or
does she want to be with Ashton Kutcher?
You?
I'm going to have to think about it. Oh, I honestly don't know. I'm pretty happy as I am.
Yeah, I have a great life.
Oh, so now I'm the only one who's
going to
pick?
No, I'll pick Kristen Bell because... The reason I picked Kristen Bell is because she's gorgeous. She's got an amazing voice. She's famous. She's very rich. She's got one of the greatest husbands in the world. She's got a cool best friend. And she also is friends with Mila Kunis. So you and I would be friends.
That is cute.
That's really cute.
They're best friends.
They're not best friends.
Well, not best friends. But the husbands are friends and the wives are friends.
The best friend. Yeah. I was telling you, the little best friend, Monica, is great. Monica Tadman.
I'd want to be friends with her.
You'd be my other friend. That's Mila Kunis. So I'm still keeping you in my life.
Apparently they live close by, so we would be friends.
Yeah, I've chosen a new life in which you are still in.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's good. Phil?
Who do you want to be? Do you want to be Catherine Hahn, and you can be the other bad mom? You ever watch Bad Mom?
Oh my God, yes. I would so be Catherine Hahn. I would
really
rock
would.
That character too.
Yeah, you would.
No, I was thinking of like funny people. So like Ryan Reynolds, because I think he's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
You wanted to try something new? Being funny?
Maybe.
Wanted to experience it's okay. I wanted to experience something new and be talented and go as Kristen Bell.
But okay, how about this? Just based on looks, who would you want to Freaky Friday
that's
with?
So hard.
I'm curious. I'm very curious who you would want to transform into.
I'm going to think. Can I come back to
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you can.
Just scream it out in the middle of the episode when you think of it.
Okay, but here's one thing I thought of. I was like, okay, if I transformed into my mom, I woke up and I was my mom, like that'd be incredibly strange to shower and be looking down at my mom's naked body. I'm just like, look at my mom's like bad.
What if it was like a PG life, you know?
PG like, life?
Yeah. Like, you know, you don't see any of the nudie stuff in a PG movie.
I guess I could just close my eyes.
Yeah. Like that movie. What's the movie with Rebel Wilson? That like, oh, isn't it romantic?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Where it always skips over.
The sexy stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Also, you know what? Like, I know who I would. You know who I would not want to wake up in his body? Chris Hemsworth. Or
would,
Liam Hemsworth.
You would not want to.
I could care less. No. You know what? I just remembered. Chris Evans.
You do or you
Chris
don't?
Chris Evans.
Yes. You do.
I would, yeah.
You'd want to be Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had his poster on my wall when I was a child. And we're not going to go into
who
detail.
Who did, what poster?
A Fantastic Four when he was in a, basically a Speedo.
Who was literally like, I wonder if Phil's gay.
Well, I mean, he could just
you
like
know
the
what?
Fantastic
yeah.
Four.
I'm way out more proud now than I ever was in my entire life. And I love every minute of it. But as a kid, I was very, like, very reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've told me that before, and I know I didn't know you then, but it's very hard for me to imagine, because literally from the second I met you, it was like screaming from the top of the fucking mountain. Not even about anything to be gay or not. I just mean in terms of reserved.
Yeah.
You've never been reserved near me.
No, and I also find the right crowds that like
yeah,
I feel
yeah,
comfortable
sure.
doing it with.
I remember when I first met
or
you.
Or if any Broadway show is in front of me.
Yeah. Sure. When I first met you, I will find the damn receipt. I texted Nicole, because we all worked on Big Brother together.
Oh, I know this. You sent me the
screenshots. I texted
Nicole,
and I was like, is Phil gay? I had no idea.
You know what? Back then, though, I was still, I think I had only, I wasn't even out to my family when you and I met.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Because I would have been 23, and I didn't come out until 24.
Wow.
And I had a partner at the time.
I remember.
But yeah, a lot of people didn't know. I was just a very theatrical person, and I was passable. I also dressed like I dressed very straight boy.
And you had girlfriends, right?
Not since grade 9.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you had.
Shout
like
out to C. Malangua.
I thought you had a serious
Catholic
girlfriend.
High school, class of 2009.
Okay.
I miss you.
Okay, so that's I like that question. Who the Freaky Friday question? That's good.
Sorry. Yeah. Can I also does anyone else hate when she's like at the switch moment or like after the switch moment? Can I just jump to the after the switch moment?
Yeah.
The like, we need a jolt, and then they
They
run into each other. That is not a jolt.
It's so funny.
It always frustrates. It's the only part of this movie that I get very frustrated.
It's so stupid, but it's funny.
It is funny to watch them run into each other. Yeah. But like that's not a jolt.
So they wake up. They're like in each other's bodies, and they're panicking, obviously. And they decide.
The Moo Moo makes a comeback.
And they decide that they have to. It's the morning. They have no option. There's exams, and there's. Anna has exams or quizzes or whatever, and
yeah, she
Tess
has some
has
placement test, doesn't she?
And Tess has clients, and they cannot let down these things. So they say, "Okay, we just have to live the morning as each other. We'll come back at lunch. We'll go back and deal with this." So that's the whole comedy element of the movie is that they are in each other's bodies for the whole morning. And I wrote down this truly, and I still stand by this, might be Lindsay Lohan's best role.
I wrote Lindsay Lohan golden era.
Good.
Golden age. Yeah.
Of course. Because the year after this movie was Mean Girls.
But
so.
this movie in particular, like there's things that she does that I'm like, whoa, she's actually an incredible actress. Like she actually does some things in this movie in particular. I can't think of anything offhand, but she does stuff and I'm like, she's good. Like she's convinced me that she's shocked or whatever at that moment.
Yeah. I did write a note that I thought Jamie Lee was better at playing a child than Lindsay Lohan was better at playing an adult. Though.
She's
very
good,
but I think Jamie Lee definitely out-acted her once they had switched.
Look, it's Jamie Lee.
This is true.
She is in the Danone commercials or whatever the fuck it is. What is it that she's in? She's
in commercials.
Activa.
Is it?
It's the belly dancing one. That's all I know.
It gets you to poop.
The Activa.
Yeah. See?
Which she hasn't been in
She's in a yogurt
for years.
Sponsor.
She was like the Philadelphia Cream Cheese Angel. She just like stopped doing it all of a sudden.
You know I know her.
Shut the front door.
And guess what? Linda Cash, she's from Peterborough. And
she is?
Yeah, and they are currently looking for the next Philadelphia Cream Cheese lady.
So anyway, they live the first morning of their lives.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, now that she's in her mom's body, she immediately goes to like a store and gets new clothes and cuts her hair and gets a piercing.
Yeah.
And the second that she walks out, looking like a new, fresh woman, all three of us were like, that's your Aunt Susie.
It really looks exactly like my Aunt
like,
Susie.
Truly.
She's identical. Jamie Lee Curtis already kind of looks like my aunt, but especially when she walked out of that store.
It was the haircut.
Went, oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Like, and your aunt can friggin' rock that haircut.
She has been for 40 years.
Wow, she's 40. I love her. I absolutely love her.
Yeah.
She's funny.
She's good.
And I could see her wearing that dress.
Oh, 100. Well, yeah. 100. Yeah,
and those
probably.
Boots.
Yeah.
Those boots.
Yeah.
Woo.
Those boots.
I do also love that like that moment of her walking down.
The
and
reveal.
She's so like I know it's Lindsay.
Yeah.
But like she is so confident about herself, and I just I love
she
that.
Looks amazing.
Me and Maddie often talk about how much we love makeover scenes.
Yeah.
They're frowned upon now, but we don't care. We love.
But
them.
Why
unique.
Are they frowned upon?
Well, because you're like you're making yourself better. Like, oh, your eyebrows are too thick.
Do you know how many times I've been on shows and I'm like, can you just make me over?
Oh, 100%.
I've just sometimes in my wardrobe, I'm sure you guys feel it. Girls have way more selection, but like you get stuck in your wardrobe.
No, it's not that though. It's in the movie when it's like you're not
good
gonna,
enough.
Yeah, you're not gonna be. You're not gonna accomplish anything.
Which in this moment, I actually like. Okay, I agree with you. But in this moment, I think it's different because it's it's a confidence thing.
Yeah, it was just a change. She just changed her mom up a bit.
I used to want to be on that show, What Not to Wear, on TLC.
Oh,
I just wanted them to like pick out clothes for me and like my haircut.
Oh, every time I'm on a show, because I always love the girls in wardrobe because obviously the wardrobe is fantastic. They're very talented people.
Yeah.
But I always ask if they can come home with me at the end of the show and be my personal
shoppers.
You'd be surprised. Everyone says no.
Okay, we gotta keep going.
Continue.
No. See, I knew this would happen. I called it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip over. This is where I start writing about the insane stuff about Chad Michael Murray's character. So I'm gonna skip over it for now. But basically, the general concept is that he, at some point or another, meets Anna's mom, and it's Anna in her body, mm-hmm. and he kind of becomes interested.
So Chad Michael Murray sees her on TV. She's like crowd surfing through this like live audience.
Can we also talk about how this TV, the interviewer, basically Tess has written a book and her fiance has surprised her by the surprise appearance on this interview show, whatever. And this TV personality who is the interviewer has never been on TV before. She acts like she is the first
time.
She's
so boring.
See the camera. Yeah. She's literally like.
She's a deer in a headlight.
She's deer in headlights, but she's also like Jamie, or Tess says something like, I can't even remember what it is, but she says something and the interviewer's like, okay. And it's like looking around like, wow, why are there people here? It's very strange.
That lady is the director's wife.
Oh, no way, really?
Very sorry, but she
why was that not one of the fun facts from the
beginning? Well, I didn't know if it was that fun.
That is fun.
Okay, there you
fun.
Go.
Fun.
I did also question the concept of time in this movie.
What?
Yes.
Because after they switch and they go back to the restaurant, obviously, to like, unswitch.
Yeah.
It's noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Tess goes to the
show.
No, she goes to the parent teacher interview for Harry.
Right.
Which also that paper is adorable and I may have done that for both of my siblings at one point.
So she goes to the
and then all
a
of
younger
a sudden,
brother we should clarify.
Yeah,
we
Harry.
Mention him.
Harry.
Oh, I love Harry. and then all of a sudden we're at the show and Harry is no longer in school.
Yeah.
And Tess and Anna goes back to school to write her test.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very
I was very
convoluted.
Like, this does not make sense.
I'm glad you caught that. I didn't
You're
really
right.
Think about it
You're so right. Like this, I didn't realize that this movie's set during basically one day.
It's 24 hours.
Like a lot
not
happens.
Even. It's not even 24
hours. She has
hours.
A full day. Tess alone, as a, like, even whether it's Anna in the body or Tess or whatever, she is meant to have various clients in the morning.
Yeah, they get
various.
A lot of done in a short amount
so that
of time.
Means and presumably you have an hour
each person
client,
yeah
and they show at least four so that would mean
in the montage
they show four
oh, yeah.
people that
yeah.
she's talking to
and Evan I mean he's got
yeah so that's
yeah.
Four,
a lot going on
so that's
yeah.
4 hours and
hour.
She meets Lindsay Lohan to go to lunch at 11:40 they mentioned that
wow
11:45
so
sharp
yeah so that means
rolls
11 minus 4 is 7:45 which is when she should have started her. That's when she had to get to work. To
which
start.
Means they would have had to been up at like 5
fine,
to
let's,
start
let's
the school
they,
day.
Yeah. Let's pretend they did that. Fine.
And it's
so
sunshine
she gets
and
to work
rainbows
at 7:45 She gets to work at 7:45 and she does 4 hours of clients. Then she
has to leave.
Goes to this China Chinese restaurant to do the thing, right? And then she goes and does the parent-teacher meeting, you're right, about Harry, which is in the middle of the day, which is strange. Why would you
and
do
like
the
I thought it was in the evening because like all the little kids are gone, but they're still at the restaurant when she gets the call that she has to go.
Right.
To the she gets the her Palm Pilot or whatever goes off her like, schedule book, and then Anna, who is actually Tess, looks at it and goes, "Oh my God, the parent teacher."
Yeah, it's noon or whatever. You have to go. Fine.
Yeah.
So she goes there. Let's say it's
all the kids are
minutes.
Gone. Yeah.
Let's say it's even 30 minutes. We all work in some area of film and TV.
Yeah.
Right. We know that you don't just walk onto set right before you're supposed to go on air.
No, yeah. Not at all.
And start shooting.
Yeah.
It is a giant
you're
preemptive
prepped.
Thing.
Yeah.
There's a huge amount of time put into the pre stuff of everything.
Hurry up and wait.
She literally walks directly on set and the girl sits down, they start interviewing. And that's, let's say, 30 minutes. Let's say 30 minutes. And then, but she has no prep time or anything. And then, is it the rehearsal dinner that night? Like, that's a busy fucking
also,
day.
Also, like, you can't just, like, surprise someone to be on live TV.
Oh, and they, like, kidnap her, and they're like, you're going.
Yeah, I know. That, like,
and all she's trying to do is get a piece of paper. Let her get the piece of paper. I know. But, yeah, that all happens in one day.
I know.
It's not even 24 hours, because, like, the dinner, okay, if the dinner's at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's
right.
And they switched at midnight.
Right.
That's a busy day. That's a busy Friday.
Busy. That's a freaky Friday.
Freaky in the most ways. So anyway, she does this talk show thing.
So then Chad Michael Murray sees this on TV and he's like, whoa, like your mom's cool because he's beside Anna.
Oh my God. And then he fucking goes to, so she also adds in a coffee with Jake.
Her mom.
Right after the
she's got all the time in the world, apparently.
The mom then goes to a coffee shop, and then Jake is working there.
And they have like a fucking date.
They have like a chat about how they like both like the Hives, and then cut to they're sitting down having a coffee. So this guy Jake just suddenly stops working.
Yeah.
He just goes and sits
down.
Yeah,
was he on his break? Or, like, what is going on?
I'm going to go hang out with this girl who I met once, his mom.
Who was literally just in school a scene before.
Who is 25 years older than me. They have, let's just say they have a half an hour coffee together, okay? That's a normal break.
At best. Yeah,
at
sure.
At best.
Yeah.
Suddenly, after this conversation over coffee, they're talking about music. Suddenly, it's like he gets hypnotized. He can't stop thinking about her. He's obsessed with her. He starts singing at her window.
Yeah.
They had, like, half an hour talk tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And suddenly he's like, I can't stop thinking about you, Tess.
Yeah.
One of my notes is how did he fall so quickly?
How did he fall so quickly? But also, like, this is an issue because, spoiler alert, like, when they switch back later, Anna and him become more of a thing. I would not be okay. I understand that it's Anna in Tess's body. I get that. It's Anna in her mom's body. So he's falling in love
with the personality,
with the personality of Anna. But that is still a problem because when she gets back into her normal body,
and
she
knows him.
That he was flirting with her mother.
Yeah.
Which I have a big problem with.
Oh, that's a big major no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
We also don't really understand how old he is because the mom in Anna's body, the mom is like, why are you always at detention? And he's like, I work here. First of all, what? You work at detention? And then he goes on to say something else about, like, what does he do after that? And we're like, wait, what?
Oh, he had keys to the teacher's lounge.
He had keys to the teacher's lounge. We're like, are you a teacher?
Yeah, are you a teacher or a student? Or are you just some weird doe who hangs around the school with a Ducati? Like,
yeah, he does have a... You pointed out, Phil, that he has an expensive motorcycle.
No high school student would have a Ducati. I don't even know how much they are.
Though expensive, I would
assume. But, like, I'm assuming...
He works at detention. What? He works at the cafe. But
they gave him the keys to everything in the school because it's not like he has one key. He has, like, the janitor's...
He has a ring of keys.
He has the janitor's key.
So maybe he's, like, a janitor.
Maybe he's a janitor. That could make sense.
But still, so now Anna's dating the
problem.
Janitor?
Stop.
let's just get to the depth of
Jake. Yeah. So basically, he's super into the mom. Let's just get through this movie first.
Oh, yeah. We're not even done the movie. I forgot.
So he's super into the mom, and now we're on the rehearsal dinner night, which is the problem night.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to the rehearsal dinner. Lindsay Lohan is obviously putting up. Well, it's sorry. Pardon me. It's Anna. God, this is confusing to talk about. Anna, as her mom in Anna's body, is like all put together and ready to do this.
Ready to marry.
No. I'm talking about the daughter. the daughter in the mom in the daughter's body.
Oh, okay.
Is ready to watch her daughter in her body marry her husband, basically. Anyway, meanwhile, so the friends, the band friends, come in and literally kidnap Anna. And they're like, you don't have a choice. It's going to take 15 minutes. We're half a block away. And we're going to go play this audition. And they go and the anyway, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The stepdad, aka fiance, is like, just go. Go do it. Who cares? Just do it. Get it over with.
You want to go.
You want to go. Your mom should go. You need to be supportive.
Yeah.
You're making me look like the bad guy. Just go. Just be back. Whatever.
Yeah.
So they go.
The stepdad is amazing.
I know. I actually love him. So they go to this.
He literally is.
I know. So they go to this venue. Pink Slip goes on stage. And Lindsay.
Gross. Anna, I don't want to know about your pink slip.
Anna is on stage, but it's, of course, her mother in Anna's body. So she does not know how to play guitar. She does not know what's going on. She looks like a fucking deer in headlights. She looks insane. She's like in this formal dress, which, by the way,
is it the Gucci black dress?
They really dress up for a rehearsal dinner, but anyway, we'll just.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, I didn't think that was weird.
Oh, I did. No. I would never.
The velvet like robe thing she was wearing was a bit much, but. Yeah.
So she goes on stage. She's like, they're about to play. She obviously does not know what's going on. She's like hitting, because her guitar, it's an electric guitar. So the second you touch a string, it like fucking.
Sorry, my butt is itchy. Oh,
God. This has gone awry. It's an electric guitar.
It's just
so
the one cheek.
Oh my God. Good luck editing. It's an electric guitar. So. As soon as you hit it, it like reverberates and it's very loud and everything. She's obviously fucking everything up. They're playing the song. They're looking at her like she's crazy. Tess comes in the back and the backstage and is like, just go. I've plugged my guitar in. I'll do the solo. Don't worry about it. Life is saved. This is my issue with it, is that, as we discussed when it happens, Anna is on stage and she does not know how to play. So she's just kind of pretending to play. She looks insane.
Yeah.
And she's playing and meanwhile, the mom is in the background playing properly, blah, 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 blah. But it's not, she's not doing the right chords. It's this beautiful, cool solo, rocky solo. And she's like hopping around, clearly not knowing what she's doing. And you had pointed out that everyone in the audience is like, woo! Like they should see this is obviously, she's not doing any of the correct things. Meanwhile, Jake is in the audience because he won't leave anyone alone. He's in every fucking scene.
He's like herpes. He just shows everywhere. Up everywhere.
Truly, he's everywhere. So he's in the fucking audience. Didn't even get a ticket or whatever the fuck. And he's like, oh my God, Anna, you're amazing.
Get in?
Who knows? He's like, Anna, you're amazing. And I'm like, are you not a musician? Did you not go on about how you're a musician and you both play guitar?
The audience is also so close to the stage.
Yeah. You can see that she's not. Oh my God. But he is supposed to be. He's clearly got fucking beer goggles on because he's watching this girl look insane. Like, this is the part I disagree with. I don't think this is the part where he should go, damn, she actually is really cool. What am I thinking about her?
Yeah, he starts following her in this goofy moment.
Moment where, like, she's high on, like, Percocets. Like, she looks insane. And she's like,
she's doing, like, a shimmy at one point.
Shimmy.
Like, a two-step shimmy.
And he's like, so wow.
At one point, she's not even touching the guitar. She has, like, her hands in the air.
Yeah. She's, like, swaying. Yeah. She's doing the wave.
And the guitar is going.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about that.
It's insane.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I wrote
Jake
down
has problems.
Music.
Jake
has problems.
There's a lot about. We could.
Truly,
we could do a whole episode, I think, about.
I really could. So, anyway, does anyone else want to wrap? I feel like I've spoken a lot. Does anyone want to wrap up the dinner part? What happened? So they go back
There's
to the
There's a
dinner.
Beautiful speech.
Yeah.
Yes.
A very heartfelt speech. I also don't really like the moment that they switch back.
They look like they're like having an orgasm.
Yeah. Lindsay cool. Lohan is just like, ugh.
Oh, my God.
But also, like, it doesn't make sense from when they switched in the first place, because you see the like bodies blend through the door,
right.
And then at midnight they switch, and now all of a sudden you're supposed to like assume there's like this spirit.
But it was also immediate, like the fact that it's immediate,
right?
It's
a lot of things didn't make sense, because the first time they switch in the restaurant, they're the only ones who can feel the earthquake.
I think I agree with you. I see what you're saying, but I think that it was because they were not. It's in whatever room they're in. So if there had been more people in the bathroom with them, they would have felt it the first time around.
Okay, well.
Because what you're saying is in the dinner, everyone's tables are shaking.
Like, earthquake!
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like, this is a bit of a stretch, but I was like, oh, it's so powerful and the bond between them is so powerful. That like.
I would have never thought
like
that.
In the beginning, the bond, there's a bond, like a mother-daughter bond, but it's not strong enough, so yes. they're the only ones who know about, like, I feel see. The earthquake. And then all of a sudden, in this moment, they finally understand each other, and their bond is now so strong
right.
that
I
everyone
see.
Can feel the love in the room.
I see. Okay, that you know, both of those answers are
yeah.
are acceptable.
And then, so that's why everyone knows about the earthquake, and Grandpa
yeah.
freaks out again.
And it's also important to mention that, I mean, me, I'm included in this, but especially you two, you guys knew every word to Pink Slip's songs.
I'm telling you, the soundtrack, it is in the back room. I will go right now and get it.
I get very energized when I hear these songs.
I
two
love
songs in two,
Ultimate.
Yeah. Well,
and
obviously.
The one that goes, I wanna go.
Take
the
me,
one they play at the House of Blues.
Yes.
Take me away.
Take me away. Yeah.
I actually like that song. It's
I get
good.
Very pumped up when those songs come
it's
on. They're fantastic. They're yeah. really good. I would honestly go and see that band.
The last thing that I have as a note is I have been searching for a movie for 15 years. It is the exact same concept as Freaky Friday. I watched it on TV once. I think it was a TV movie. I just want to put it out there. If any listeners know what I'm talking about, it's the exact same concept of Freaky Friday, except the mom transforms into the teenager and she calls herself Hillroy because of Hillroy notebooks. She like quickly sees the notebook and is like, oh, my name's Hillroy. And that's like, what? That's all I remember about the movie, and I remember like watching it and loving it, and then I've tried to look it up since, and I can't find a damn thing.
Really? This movie, I don't know. Did you guys ever see the movie It's a Boy Girl Thing?
You know who worked on that?
Who?
Des.
Are you kidding me? Nope. Desmond, we need to chat later. Same concept. They're like neighbors, and they switch bodies.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Yeah.
And then they end up obviously
it's
falling
for each other. It's
sort of newish.
It's newer than Freaky Friday.
Like, 2010 era.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was not a, like a blockbuster hit
right.
by
any
means.
Right, I think it was a TV
means.
Movie as well.
Yeah, I think I have it on DVD somehow. I don't know. The guy, the main guy in it, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
And he's also very handsome, so obviously I watched it.
Okay.
But this movie, like, these movies always remind me of that.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know what movie you're talking about.
I know, it's frustrating, but anyways.
Hillroy? So yes. She calls herself Hillroy.
It's like one of those things where she's like in the moment and they're like, oh, you're like the new girl in school or something. And then she's like, yeah, my name's And then she looks down at her notebook.
But she's
like,
her daughter.
Hillroy. Or maybe she's not her daughter, actually. Maybe she's just a
So it's
teenager.
Like a 17 again situation.
It's kind of like 17 again, except she's going to school with her daughter.
Oh, so like 17
again. So like 17 again.
Okay, this is.
Did it star Matthew Perry and Zac Efron?
I guess it is. Okay, you know what? It was a long time ago, guys.
We'll look at. You know what? We'll do our Google
yeah,
search.
Please, someone
later.
Help me out.
Okay. Any last words about this movie? So let's talk about Jake. So this character is insane. My main thing is, which I already brought up, is that how is Anna ever okay with dating Jake after he was clearly after his mom? Her mom, excuse me.
Yeah, that's the big flaw of this movie, for sure.
Right. And I'm okay with characters in movies showing up all the time at things. And, like the guy's always coincidentally at the same places as the woman mm-hmm. or whatever. But this one takes it a little bit too far. Like, he doesn't show up in a normal way. He shows up, like, quite literally skulking from behind a tree.
My biggest issue with this whole thing is that he becomes obsessive after a very surface level conversation
yes.
about the Ramones and
oh,
the
yes.
Hives. When I watched it as a young teen, I thought it was like a developing relationship
yeah.
that like
over
they
time.
Spent lots of time together. And then tonight I watched it and I'm like, they spent 2 seconds together. Look, and now he's obsessed.
He met her twice prior. One, she barely said anything.
Yeah.
And then the other was on TV.
But not even just like, if you think about it, go farther back in the sense is that on the Thursday, maybe not even. Maybe
I forgot that there's days
no.
before this.
So on the Thursday before they've switched, he meets Anna.
Yeah.
He meets the daughter.
Yeah.
They introduce each other.
Yeah.
To themselves, whatever, themselves to each other. And they meet. If I understand, I can almost be okay with it if it was like they knew each other for the whole school year. He had like heard of her mom or like, you know,
or
at least he had
a former student.
Yeah.
Or even at least he had this relationship or friendship or whatever with the daughter. But literally he has just appeared in her life.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in love with this guy? Like, you're totally obsessed with this guy at school.
Yeah.
And then granted, he's paying attention to you, but you're as your mother.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He thinks, I don't care. I'm 18 and she's minimum 45.
Yeah.
And that's fine if you have found that love. But, like, it is very strange for a G movie, a G rated movie, I think.
Yes.
And like he has just met Anna on the Thursday, spoken one time.
And he wants to break up this marriage. That's he's prepared. Happening.
Oh, he does, he gets so upset when he's like, wait, you're getting married?
Yeah.
Like he is so visibly hurt.
He has met Anna on the Thursday. He has then met, I have to go over this again. This is the timeline. Thursday, the 12th. Thursday, the 12th.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has met Anna. Hello, hello, great. And then Friday, they have switched bodies at this point. He then sees Anna again. She's insane now. He meets the mom. She says, hello, move on. Then he sees her again.
At the
on TV.
At the TV.
And then he sees it at the coffee
shop. And he's
shop.
Like, wow, your mom's cool.
And yeah. Within this 5 minute or whatever, let's say max 30 minute conversation at the coffee shop, he, like you said, Phil, is astounded when she goes, I have to go to the rehearsal wedding dinner thing. And he's like, whose? And she's like, mine. And he's like.
It's like his heart got ripped out on the floor and like stomped
on. He has known
on.
Her and her daughter for 5 fucking minutes, which I understand that happens. Like people, but that's because they have issues. That's when Ted Bundy comes along. Or like
wow, you went wow.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
People
that's
have
what I'm saying.
Look, I'm
yeah,
not saying
like
it's
all
impossible.
My note for him is Jake equals stalker.
I'm not. I'm not saying it's impossible because there are people in the world who become obsessive over other people, but that is when they get arrested and they go to jail.
I would be scared if someone was that obsessive over me after one short conversation.
I would be scared and never see this person again, and I would change schools if I had one conversation with somebody and then they are suddenly in love with my mother.
Yeah.
I will say one.
And then I go and play guitar and he says I'm a guitarist too, but he doesn't notice that I'm not fucking playing guitar. That's the biggest problem here. The fact that Anna does not have an issue with the fact that he clearly cannot, he can see that she's not playing guitar, yet he thinks, wow, she's cool. So he switches right back to loving her within 5 seconds. Oh my God, it's insane.
Basically, this guy is just into the fact that they like music.
They like the same.
That's like his only thing that he cares about.
Punk rock bands that they mention. Like
he doesn't know anything about them except what music they like.
And they don't even go into detail like, oh, I like the Hives because their song reminded me of my parents' divorce in 1995. No, it's, I like the Hives. Yeah. Who else? White Stripes. I hate them. Me too.
Get a bassist.
Yeah. That's the that's surface level conversation. Oh my God. I do
one of my favorite, because I don't like him that much in this movie. I shouldn't say that much. I don't like him at all in this movie.
Yeah.
When he gets tackled by Lindsay Lohan, like she's a linebacker, like a football match. Like she takes him out and somehow he is still standing and just like bumps into a tree.
I think that was in the trailer.
I think
Like dives for him at mid-waist. Like he should be on his ass.
I know.
Oh man, don't you guys miss seeing trailers on TV?
You know what? Tonight we had to sit through all those trailers, and I secretly really enjoyed it. We cut it off at Lion King 1.5, and I was so upset.
I know,
it said a Pocahontas special edition was coming out January 2004.
Yeah, oh, Hidalgo we could have skipped, but like,
yeah, there was. Lion we watched King, this on DVD, and there was trailers, as you're saying, but we were unable to fast forward through them. It would not let me, and finally I figured out the button, and it happened to be during Lion King 1.5. I'm very sorry, Phil. Okay, let's get into the rating of the movie. What would you rate this movie, Phil, out of 10?
Out of 10, I would give it an 8.
Okay.
It's pretty up there for me. I really enjoy watching this movie.
Yeah.
Even with all the holes, I still... It's Jamie Lee Curtis. I
know, it's so good.
She sells it.
It is a great movie. I would say an 8 as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a 10.
You're giving
it
a 10?
Wow. Ding, 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 ding.
This is
your first 10?
No, I said 10 for something else. I forget what it was. But I've said 10 before. It's this movie I like. By no means am I like, it's perfect.
I think you gave Cinderella's.
I don't think I gave it a 10. No? Anyway, but I'm not saying like this is the perfect film. Like, I'm not like, this is so realistic and everything. But I am
everything
yet
together.
Again, the 35th time of watching it, still equally entertained.
Yeah.
I still laugh just as hard at the jokes. I still enjoy the music. Like, I truly enjoy watching this movie.
Yeah,
every
great.
Time I have a great time. It's great. And I really think, Lindsay Lohan is beautiful and so talented in it. Jamie Lee Curtis is incredible. Like, it just, everything is so good. I love it so much.
Yeah, great movie. Thanks for
Okay,
me.
So after we rate the movie, we talk about our weekly crush. It's very quick. You just have to think about something from your week that you have a crush on. It could be a person. It could be a video game. It could be a movie. Last week, Maddie chose Horse Girl, the movie, as her crush.
And Carly picked Matthew McConaughey because he was in the movie we watched.
So
let's start to give him an idea. So who would be your
winner? I already got one.
Let's hear it.
No, you guys go.
Okay. This week, I have a crush on a podcast called Monica and Just Love Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a armchair expert bonus podcast. It's about Jess is a her friend who is a gay actor. He's a real person. It's not like fake. And he is in his 40s and he's only been in like two relationships, and he has sex with like 20 different guys a week, and he like he's a love and sex addict. Meanwhile, she is the opposite. Like, she doesn't date. Like, she has trouble going out with people. Like, she's like very I don't know what the word is, but like, but like, she's like terrified of dating apps, and like, she needs to like put herself out there more. So like, each week, like a therapist or like someone like like gets them to
not
do
approved
challenges.
But like,
no, she's not approved by any means. She's just like, I mean, you'd have to listen to it
to really
understand. It's funny, but it's also like, whoa, I'm like actually learning so much about myself because I relate so much to Monica.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good podcast. I like that.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah.
What will mine be? Oh, I know what mine will be. I watched Broadchurch recently.
Oh, yes.
Because I got to the point where on my commute to work, I was reading, and then I got bored of reading, and then I listened to a bunch of podcasts, and I got bored of all the podcasts I was listening to, and then I started listening to music, and I got bored, and then someone at work was like, why don't you watch Netflix? And I went, oh my god, I forgot that you can download things. Holy shit. So I watched 1.5 seasons in the past like 3 days on
impressive.
Like, well, just on the subway, right? Just sitting on the subway.
I mean, it's an hour and bit for you.
Of Broadchurch. And it's this English show that actually my mom told me to watch, and then you watched because my mom mentioned something, and
your
then
mom
you guys
told me to
me.
Watch it.
So she's been telling me forever. Anyway, it's very good. I'm only in the middle of season two, but it's very, it's like a British procedural crime procedural a little bit. It's really good.
I don't know if I'd call it a procedural.
Yeah, maybe not, but I'm trying to think of like a,
it's just kind of like a whodunit.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Okay. I guess I shouldn't have said it procedural. Let me take that out. But yeah, it's like a crime show. Go ahead, Phil. What's yours?
Can I do two?
Sure.
Okay. So because I'm not working that much right now, I only work a couple days a week, I've started watching Glee again. But specifically, I'm reminded of how much I had a crush on the character Blaine.
Is that Darren Criss?
It is Darren Criss.
I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, the show has a lot of issues in itself, and but I mean,
I never watched it, so I can't comment. Maddie?
I did watch it.
Blaine's great.
I don't remember.
My other thing that I have a huge crush on this week is actually my friendship with my dear friend, Martin.
Oh, you're going to say Maddie?
Going through, like, we're going through some things with some other friends, and it's actually brought us very, very close. And
I
this
like
week,
him. I met him once.
Yes, you did. On the subway. He talks about you all the time, actually.
No, he does.
Yeah, he asks. He always asks how Maddie's doing. But we've actually learned better communication between friends, and I'm not used to it with a lot of my male friends.
Right.
But we are very, like, we had a really good chat yesterday, and we both, like, man, I love you. Like, it was just a very what we needed this week, you know?
That's cute.
So I have a major crush on my friendship with Martin.
Oh, I like that.
Friendship. Yeah. That's cute.
Well, Phil, you've been a delight.
This has been so much fun.
I know. I want you to come all the time.
I know. It's cute, right? Are we going to talk about what movie next?
Well, I think we should get Phil to pick one.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And even if I'm not on the podcast, I still want to come watch it with you.
Drum roll. What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
What's it going to be?
Oh, it's going to be. You guys ready for this one?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Tell us. What is it?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Angus Thongs and Full Front Snogging.
Do you know how much I love this movie? Okay. And I have not seen it since I was in theaters in England.
I've never seen it.
I read the book. I read the book.
There's a couple books.
It's called Angus Thongs and Full Frontal Snogging.
Yeah, because they changed it
for the movie.
I didn't know that.
And I only ever watched the movie, like, not recently, but like years later.
Yeah. I remember I saw this. I saw Angus Thongs, and then right after I went and saw The Dark Knight.
Really?
Oh, wow.
They came out around the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or like one, I think Angus Thongs was out, and then Dark Knight came out when I was in England.
I see.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Anyways, enjoy. It's a great movie.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, I got a limp dick here.
That's what it actually looked like.
There's a pill for that.
Okay, well, Phil, you're my teen queen.
Yes.
And
mine too.
Our teen queen. And we love you very much. Thank you so much for being our first friend on here.
Thank you. All joking aside, this has been an amazing evening.
We've
enjoyed your company so much.
Thank you.
Hopefully it's not a 2-hour episode when it's released.
Well, we'll see. I'll see what I can do.
You know what? This is gold.
I know. It's pretty
you better share it.
Obviously.
To your friends. Okay, good.
I'm going home and telling everybody. I'm a celebrity
now.
Now you can introduce me as your celebrity friend.
Okay, all right. There you go.
Perfect.
And you can find us at Teenage Dirtbags Podcast with a Z, not an S, on Instagram and on Patreon.
And thank you to my older brothers, Eric and Kevin Smale, for our theme song.
Great song.
And we will see you next motherfucking way.
Angus thongs and what is it?
Perfect.
Perfect
snogging,
but the book is full frontal snogging.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.